resolve, and sure grittiness.
It starts with an attitude. We need swagger, okay? Regardless of what happens out there, doesn't matter. Keep your swagger.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Five Hole Fantasy Hockey Podcast. We're your hosts today, TJ, Zach, and Raj.
You there.
Hey, hey, hey.
So today we got a keeper mailbag, and boy, is it a hefty one. I think we had like 22...
submissions. Yeah.
Yeah.
Shit ton.
We got a lot. We picked, 22 of them. So I hope the people that made the submissions, they get helped out, and, maybe you find yourself in a similar scenario. We're going to be going through people's teams, the players they're considering keeping, and then we're just going to give our little wink, wink, nudge, nudge, what we would do, that kind of thing. And we're also going to do fantasy awards. So like your fantasy Vezina, your fantasy Hart, fantasy Calder, fantasy Norris. And we're going to do it with a little bit of a spin. We're not necessarily just giving it to the best defenseman or fantasy, forward or whatever.
Yeah, the person that scored. This person scored the most points. You know what I mean?
Yeah. If you want to see who won those awards, go to your player list and just sort by most points. And there you go. That's a whole episode.
Sergachev.
Wow. Woo. All right. Game's tied. So once again, we are recording in the middle of a game. It's around 9:43 here on a Thursday night. We are Five Hole Fantasy Hockey. You can find us on Twitter at FHF Hockey. You can join the Fantasy Hockey Discord. Let's get into it. So let's talk fantasy awards here. Now, like I said, it'd be easy enough just to say who the MVP was. You just defenseman, rookie, whatever. You just go sort by way of fantasy points, and there's your answer. But what we're going to do is we're going to focus on the value part of most valuable player. Who returned the best investment? You look at the fantasy ADP versus the fantasy finish, and who do we believe was the most valuable at each position based on return on investment. But let's go with the Vezina. Actually, you two guys, you had the same goalie.
I'm fine with going first. And I did mine as, I have one player that got drafted pretty high, but a lot of my players are players that really probably didn't even get drafted in most leagues. And I would think in a lot of leagues. So Raj and I both have Jake Oettinger for our fantasy Vezina. And I mainly did that because number one, if you've listened to us this past year, I brought him up a bunch of times. He's very good. I like him. Glad he's finally getting starts. But let's be honest, he probably wasn't drafted in a ton of leagues. So he was one of those guys where he had a fantastic season, was top 10 in, general goalie stats. He was fantastic this year. And you got him for free. You picked him up off of waivers and then couldn't drop him. He was one of those players that you're like, hey, I'm going to pick this guy up. I'll drop him, and then I'll pick him up again. I'll drop him. But there was that point where if you didn't do it, somebody else did, picked him up, and didn't drop him anymore because they couldn't. Raj, what were you thinking? Were you kind of along those same lines?
Well, I wanted to get in here, just liking a player like Jake Oettinger, being a fan of him. Maybe somebody out there is not, but it's probably more likely you are. But how much more fun is it to, root for somebody that you actually root for? And then get them on your team and see them doing well.
Awesome.
Well, and it was cool because they had such that goalie overload there, right? And there was a good chance. He was even going to end up in the minors at some point because they had too many goalies at some points.
People had like five goals.
Yeah, and legitimate starting goalies. It was weird. And it was awesome because he came out on top. So I think season long, he didn't end up, I don't think, in the top 5 or 10, but for cumulative stats, for sure. But as a second half guy, definitely
I'm talking about kind of like projection stats.
Definitely. And someone you would have probably got off the wire. I loved him for that. Ville Husso was in the picture for me for that same reason, just because you wouldn't have been drafting Husso at the start of the year.
No, both solid options. Oettinger, ADP of 154.9. He finished as the 15th best goalie. And a lot of that, like you guys were saying, is in the second half. So I think a lot of that first half probably stunted his rankings there. Probably would be a lot higher if he had a full season.
Per game stats, it's a lot different.
Yep. So I had Jacob Markstrom. He finished as the third best goalie. He was G3, ADP of 134.4. I mean, that kind of speaks for itself. I'm pretty sure off the top of my head, I think he led the league in shutouts as a Vezina candidate. You know, regardless of his playoff performance, he still was one of the regular season's best fantasy goalies. And to get him, you know, past round 10 and have him finish in the top three in our leagues, it's... That's hard to beat. So for me, Fantasy Vezina goes to Markstrom. Ottinger, you know, both you guys had him. I think he's a solid option. Even honorable mention, Ville Husso. I dig it all.
I mean, I think Jacob Markstrom is great. The whole, it happened for a very specific reason. And I even remember 2 years ago, and you're going to remember this too, guys. I drafted Jacob Markstrom in damn near every possible league that I could. Because I was like, Jacob Markstrom is going to have a fucking year. He's gonna come out. He's going to kill it. He's on Calgary this year. It's going to be fucking amazing. I was a year off because he had a horrible year.
Yeah, tough.
Like, epically horrible. So everybody remembered that. And for good reason, because it fucking happened. He looked bad. The team looked bad. And this year... it just all clicked. They kind of fell into place.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to be going around 10 this year.
Yeah, oh, definitely not. But that's why that happened. You know what I mean? He dropped that far because of his play 2 years ago, which was real. I mean, he looked shitty. Man, I was a year off. I wish I would have drafted him as many times this year as I did that prior year.
I mean, we talked about it last episode about some forwards too. Like, just all of Calgary just took an entire break. You know, they were incredible, then garbage, and back to incredible again. And same kind of went for Markstrom. So yeah, that's a good pick too. He got faded so hard because everyone got really scared after that.
All right, boys. Next up, I got the fantasy heart. I'm gonna kick it off. Let's do a little snake draft action here. For me, it was Timo Meier, left wing, right wing, dual eligible. He finished as the fifth best left wing, the third best right wing. And he was drafted 149.7. So that's, you know, rough math is what, round 11, round 12 even. Dude, he's back or he's just doing it. Like, I have the same worry about Timo Meier that I do with Calgary as a whole. Like, Calgary had that one crazy awesome year. That was the same year Giordano won the Norris. And then they kind of went dormant for a couple years. And Timo Meier did the same thing. He had that one breakout year. We're like, oh my God, we're going to see the next step next year. And it just simply didn't happen. Not even close. But Timo Meier this year, back to exactly what we were hoping from him. And I'm a little bit apprehensive next year, but that's not going to stop me from pulling the trigger in drafts. So, you know, maybe I'll get burned, but I think it's got to be real. But at that ADP, almost 150 and finishing inside the top five in both left wing and right wing, man, he is, for me, he was the biggest steal of the draft.
Yeah, and applicable in every kind of league too, because he just does everything.
Man, you guys had the same players for the most part.
Yeah.
Wait, what? Yeah. Huh? I'm sorry, I fell asleep for a second. I heard you start talking about Timo Meier, and I shut down.
No, I am. I'm happy with you not listening to me about Timo Meier. So that's fine.
I'm on board for Timo Meier for sure, but I and Zach also picked Kadri.
I don't like how often we're agreeing on these lists here, Raji Raj. But I gotta say, I think you're right a lot all of a sudden.
I liked Kadri more just because I just totally didn't expect it from Kadri. Like, Timo Meier has shown signs of, like, we hoped he would do this before. I had no hopes of Kadri doing this. You know, and I don't think anybody thought, like, okay, he's gonna be an incredible offensive threat all season long, even while there's injuries happening all around him on Colorado. So that was the only reason. I mean, I think they're both good picks, but that's why I picked Kadri, just because it just came right out of the left field for me.
So let me get a word in here. My difference between the two is I feel like Kadri's got kind of shades of unsustainability about him, and Meier, you know, the history would tell us the same thing, but you know, Meier has that pedigree that you think that this is the player he should be, whereas Kadri is like kind of punching above his weight class. So, I agree. I think Kadri had a hell of a year, but like, you know, based on these two players, who do you think repeats? Who's more likely?
Meier, 100% Meier. But just based, that's all. That's kind of what I mean, too. And that's kind of why, just in terms of like surprise value, I think Kadri's more of a surprise value. I think Meyer will probably be maybe not this great, but I think he'll be close to this great again. I think he is a really good player. And it, to me, it didn't seem like he was on a team that was weirdly hot. It was, he was on a bullshit team and he was really good. So I think...
Instead, Kadri was on a really good team and oftentimes got put up to the top line, went on the second line, but there's scoring all over the place in that top six. And I personally picked Kadri because I agree. It was the surprise. Like, I feel like, you know, at the beginning of the season, I looked at my team that had, you know, a Kreider on it, a Nazem Kadri on it, and I thought I had an awful squad. I was like, this, you know, this is not going to go well. And nobody saw Kadri coming out and getting, what, he'd get like 87, 88 points like that? Something like that.
Something absurd.
It wasn't supposed to happen. You're expecting more out of Timo Meier than you are out of Nazem Kadri. So as the pleasant surprise, I went with Nazem Kadri for this because he did something totally unexpected. Everybody ahead of him, so you can look at your top scorers for the entire season for 2022. Everybody ahead of him, you expect to be there.
Kreider too, man. Like, I think he's a great honorable mention here, as both those guys were just super sane this year. It was insane.
Well, the one other thing I'd say about Kadri too is I wonder if Colorado is healthy next year, he's not going to be getting bumped up to the top line as much. I mean, he got a lot of opportunity due to Colorado just being never healthy. So
he's a free agent this year, man. So he might not even be there.
Not going to lie. Likely, I think he'll probably end up somewhere else.
He's in Boston.
I hope not. Why would you say something like that?
Just like, makes sense.
Read the fucking room, dude. Read the room.
Top line of Marchand, Kadri, and Evander Kane.
Lock it. I'm going back to sleep. I'm upset with you.
ADP in the 11th round in 12 team leagues, 133.3. Finished inside the top 10 for centers, a much, much deeper position. So that says plenty about the kind of season he had. All right, boys, you're right back at it. I'm actually, all three of us, we, you know, Calder, you know, fantasy Calder, Cider. It's Mo Cider. Waiver wire pickup, finished inside. He was a top 5 D-man this year in our league.
He wasn't drafted.
It's crazy.
Yeah, surprise value, real value, and value in pretty much every league, and legit value for, you know, a defenseman, not rookie level value. It was legitimate.
You have him as Norris, the fantasy Norris too.
Similar to Kadri, right? Like he was not on the radar. He was not in anybody's top 5 for D-men. He wasn't in anybody's top 20 for D-men this year, and he was top 5. So I don't disagree with any of the other choices on here, but like, just in terms of value, he was, like I said, with Kadri, he's just not at all expected to be there, and he was there.
It's fair.
I do think he's for real, though. I do think he is that good.
I loved his season. He was so much fun to watch. So much fun.
The reason why I think that he's for real, and I'll give you that, is because I actually, you know, I'm starting to trust what the Red Wings are going to be in the future. I see the groundwork for a really good team coming up. They're very young, but that young core, man, they play well together. Need a little more depth for sure, and to hope that more of that pipeline works out. But they're starting at a really good spot. And Mo Sider is just going to keep getting better. You know, I don't see him, you know, falling off the face of the earth. I think he's a legit good defenseman in the NHL and deserves the fantasy Calder and the real Calder, 100%. As far as the Norris, I don't know that I could give him the Norris. Now, I understand the side of, yes, pleasant surprise, but I couldn't go with that one. I personally went with the Rodney Dangerfield of defensemen because he gets no fucking respect.
I mean, that's the story of my life. No respect. I don't got no respect at all. Well, last week my house was on fire. My wife told the kids, be quiet. You wake up daddy.
Aaron Ekblad. What do you have against Aaron Ekblad? Raj, that's what I want to know.
Totals.
As of right now, Zach, like we have to Erik Karlsson this guy. Everything is a point pace for the last few seasons. I love the guy more than anybody, right? Like, I'm a huge Aaron Ekblad fan, but I can see where Raj is coming from here.
In terms of this past season, which is what the award's for, I mean, he just didn't play enough games to get himself into the, I mean, what was he, 21st overall in terms of totals?
Yeah.
I think real life position and importance to his team and what he provides for that team, I think that he is a top five defenseman in the league.
But in terms of fantasy value this season that just happened, he was 21st.
Then I will have no problem drafting Aaron Ekblad before you next year. That will be perfectly fine with me, and I think it'll work out.
I feel a little sketchy about Florida next year, but I know it's just a bad taste after the playoffs, but I don't know if they're going to be resilient the way, like, that happened to Tampa before they won. They got embarrassed in the playoffs, right? Happened to Washington before they won. They kept getting bounced. But I don't know if Florida is resilient enough. I have a feeling they will be, but I wouldn't be surprised also if they crumbled. I have a few questions about them next year.
I mean, I think they have great depth, and I don't know. I don't think that Huberdeau and, you know, Barkov are players that are just going to roll over.
That power play is not going quiet. So to me, the only question mark is whether or not Aaron Ekblad can play a majority of the season. But, you know, if he does, top 10, easy. For me, Norris, I went your way, Raj. I know how much you like Chris Letang, ADP 78.6. So, you know, not the latest steal, but he returned dividends all the same. He was inside the top five defenseman finish, just ahead of Mo Sider at D4. You know, Chris Letang, like you said last show, gets faded for no reason and continues to put up career years, year after year. It's nuts. So Letang, all of a sudden, staying healthy. That was his problem a few years back, but he's doing it. So, yeah, he's going to win my fantasy Norris. I think when we did this as the real awards, we all had Shesterkin. We all had Yossi. Hart got mixed. Zach, you had Austin Matthews. We had McDavid, Raj, and I. And we all had Sider for Calder. So if anybody was curious what we did for real awards, there it is.
I would just like to point out that Letang actually played 78 games this year, which for him is like playing 160 games.
Yeah, that's two like seasons.
It's like playing 160 games in an 82-game season.
Yeah, he never does that. So that's that two seasons worth. That helped a
lot. He played two games each day.
All right, let's get into these keeper submissions. We got 22 to go. Let's start off with our buddy Fantasy Hockey Trades. He's got, what is that, 13 players. He's got to keep five. So 13 in contention. Categories, league, goals, assists, PIM, power play points, shorthanded points, hits, plus minus. The players we're talking about, David Pastrnak, Elias Pettersson, Evander Kane, Brady Tkachuk, Jason Robertson, Timo Meier, Jesus, Artemi Panarin, this is tough.
I know.
Dylan Larkin, Lucas Raymond, Mo Sider, Shea Theodore, Zach Werenski, Cole Caulfield. So we have 13 players here. We got to get down to five.
I hate this.
When you guys are presented with like this kind of situation, do you start with must keeps or do you start shaving names off the bottom? Like, which way do you work? Do you work top to bottom, bottom to top?
I work top to bottom. Top or bottoms. It would also be my stripper name.
On a list like this, I was confused for a long time because there's everyone on this list I want, you know, how you're talking about players that you want who are also good. This is like a list of those players, you know, like Mo Sider, Cole Caulfield, Jason Robertson, like guys you want to be good, but I didn't keep any of those guys and it hurt every time. This was a tough one to go top to bottom for me because I feel like there was a few guys who, like, for example, Panarin, points-wise, is the top, I think, no question. But in terms of this, you know, there's PIMs involved. Panarin doesn't really get many PIMs. I don't know how much he plays shorthanded. He doesn't really hit. So in this league, he loses a little bit there. And then there's the Pastrnak situation where, like, you know, a year or two ago, he'd be a lock as the number one out of this group. But then you're like, well, without Marchand for a while. So this was a tough one for me. I'm beating around the bush.
I'm not going to disagree with that.
I think this was the hardest of all of them. And for me, What even made it harder is one guy who was right on the cusp for me was Pettersson. So I have both kept and not kept him several times on this list.
My five people are Panarin, Mo Sider, Brady Tkachuk, Jason Robertson, and this is where I came to have a little bit of a problem because I almost want to say Evander Kane, but he only signed a one-year deal. If he's going to continue to do that and continue to play on a line where he's, you know, with McDavid or Dreisaitl or both, that's very interesting because finally it's, you know, an elite player playing with these other two elite players. So you want to say Evander Kane, but I don't know if they're going to sign him again. You had to think that they might. You know, they got him at a steal for that 1 year, you know, and I don't see that happening again. And it's not like they have all the cap space in the world. So for me, that fifth spot is between Pasta and Evander Kane.
Let's say the Keepers don't need to get locked in. You know, it's closer to season start. Evander Kane does sign with the Oilers. Does that switch? It's Evander Kane a lock?
I think it does. Where else are they going to put him on that team? He's going to be on one of those top two lines, or they're going to do that, you know, that super line on top. Evander Kane, if he is on that team again, is going to have a great season. He gets a good amount of peripherals, especially on top of the fact that PIMS is one of his categories. Man, I mean, that Evander Kane seems like an open and shut case there if he's on that team.
Yeah, that would change everything for me. I did put Kane on the list because, I mean, this league is built for him. If he's playing on Edmonton on the top line, his plus minus is going to be decent enough, not like it was on San Jose. Pims, he'll end up on some power plays. So if he's on Edmonton, if he's not, I mean, if he's not playing next to McDavid, he's going to be great still, but I don't like to be risky with my keepers is the thing. So if it was like settled today, I might swap Kane for somebody else just on a safety sake. In which case, I would swap him for Pettersson because that was my battle. Is like, I like that Pettersson plays on the shorthanded now and things like that, but I think Kane is better in this league. So I had Pasta. I had Brady Tkachuk as another guy who this league's kind of really good for. Panarin, but I also had Timo Meier because I do believe in another season from him, and this is again a league that he's
going to cover.
Yeah.
Mine were Pasta, Meier, Panarin, Tkachuk, and same as you guys. Kane it all comes down to whether or not he does play. The defensemen is Shea Theodore and Zach Werenski. They're not exactly like super relevant when it comes to power play points to the point where like. I would risk trying to draft them back if the player pool, you know, favors them, whatever. I'm going five forwards here with Elias Pettersson as that fifth piece. Maybe Mo Sider. Those would be the last three that I'd be considering. Mo, Pettersson, Evander Kane. The only reason I would lean Sider is if you desperately want to have a defenseman inside your keeper pool. You know, otherwise, then it's just between Kane and Pettersson. And if Kane doesn't re-sign with Edmonton, depending on how much you like his new landing spot, then it's between Pettersson and Sider. You know, Kane can fall out of that contention pretty quick. As long as he gets a contract, you know he's putting up PIMS, you know he's putting up hits. The goals and assists might not be as potent if he's not playing next to McDavid. All right, this one is tough. It is a player pool of 32, and we're keeping 16 of them.
Yeah, it's a big one.
So with lists like this is where I typically like to work bottom to top. Is just kind of go through, all right, who's the worst player? You know, get rid of them. You know, work my way up from there. It's a categories league. Plenty of categories. Tom and Ice is in here, plus minus shots and goal. Jagerbombs let us know that goalies are not available. So it's almost like a surefire conclusion.
So you're keeping both them goalies automatically. So which 14 are you keeping?
I don't mind Forsberg here. Anton Forsberg, Spencer Martin, Cam Talbot, Matt Murray. For me, Matt Murray and Spencer Martin are the ones to go. So Forsberg and Cam Talbot, I'm keeping. So right there, we got two of them.
Definitely not Martin, even though he's a Canucks guy. I mean, he's third string on the Canucks, and he's not going to play.
Yeah, even what Mikey DiPietro, he'd be the guy. So
yeah.
That's the way she goes.
So Sprong is probably out pretty quick. Sam Lafferty is probably out pretty quick. Olen Zellweger is probably out pretty quick.
I don't know. He's a really highly regarded prospect. So
for fantasy for this year, in a categories league like this, I wouldn't consider someone like that as a keeper. Because I didn't have too much trouble. One person I did decide against, again, if it was right now, is Bergeron. Just because if we're deciding right now, I don't want to risk not having a keeper that doesn't play.
Yeah, I think there's a little bit of time. So, that's based on, it's got to be based on whether or not he plays. Like, he is a keeper.
Yeah, if he plays, he's a keeper.
Yeah.
Even if he's old, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
With a keeper like this size.
No, I'm with you. In here, I have highlighted Bergeron is definitely a keep. Huberto is a keep. Alex Ovechkin's a keep. We're working our way through everybody here. Like, it would take half the show to read 32 players. But, that was me working top to bottom. I also think Victor Hedman is a lock. So I'm just kind of like getting the locks out of the way.
Patrick Kane.
Patrick Kane's a lock.
I included Evan Rodriguez.
Yeah. It probably makes sense.
He hits a lot as well, so.
So here's one. I mean, we haven't canceled out enough players and we haven't locked in enough players. We're at 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So we're going to keep 7 more. John Klingberg, Tyson Barry. What are we thinking about these two guys? Like, between the two, how would you rank those two? Tyson Barry, lots going on in Edmonton. Evan Bouchard got the last game's worth of top power play time. Production wasn't exactly there. John Klingberg might get moved. We still don't know who the coach is.
He wants to get moved.
It could be Pete DeBoer in Dallas. That's the news that's coming out right now. So, I don't know. What do you guys think about John Klingberg?
In this setup, I kept him actually, and I didn't keep Barry.
Yeah, I think that's probably smart. Like,
and it's only because it's a super deep league with a lot of keepers here. So that's the only reason I ended up keeping Klingberg. I think even if he gets traded, I think it'd be good for him.
I like Torrey Krug better than both of those guys.
Well, I kept Torrey Krug as well.
He was a lock for me. Sorry, I didn't say that part.
I didn't hear you say that. That must have got lost in the sauce there.
The other locks that I had as things start to get a little more thin, David Perron, Tyler Seguin, Ryan Strome. I think you guys might give me a little pushback on Tyler Seguin, but he had hip surgery, and it usually takes like a full year for that to work its way out. Tyler Seguin,
I also had Seguin.
Yeah, me too.
All right, I didn't know if I had to sell you guys on that one, but I do think there's maybe not like a full, 90-point bounce back for Tyler Seguin, but I think he, in a keep 16, 20 team Cats League, like, keeping the guy. You are.
For sure.
Okay, well, I had Burakovsky and Duclair on mine. What about you?
Yep.
I feel like we're playing like Battleship or Bingo over here.
Yep, I had both those.
Adam Henrique, no. he's a drop for me.
No Henrique, no Hoffman for me.
Same.
No Vince Dunn, no Bevilier.
Same.
Okay, and Barry, I think we all agree that that one might not make the cut.
It's too risky.
That's one I'm on the fence about that one a little bit though. I'm not gonna lie. Like I wouldn't make my decision right now.
Yeah.
If I had time to let it simmer, I would.
He's so frustrating because you can't say no really to whoever's running the point for Connor McDavid's power play.
Yeah, and there's a good chance it could be him, right?
It could end up being him, and he could go back to leading the league and scoring again. He's just been so sketchy and disappointing for other than the odd year every 6 years or so, right?
All right, we get to keep one more player out of Olin Zellweger, Wyatt Johnston, Colton Parayko, Joe Pavelski, Johnny Toews, Nicholas Backstrom.
Pavelski.
Yeah, it's between Pavelski and Backstrom for me. And
it's between Pavelski and Pavelski for me.
I like Pavelski. He's just ageless.
So in order to keep Pavelski, we have to pass on Tyson Barry or take one of the other players that we like out. Which for me, bottom of the roster here is Tyson Barry, we're not keeping Tyson Barry at this point. So Ryan Strome, Evan Rodriguez, Anton Forsberg, remembering that goalies go pretty quick here. Do you like Tyson Barry over Ryan Strome, Evan Rodriguez, Anton Forsberg?
I don't think so either.
All right, Jagerbombs, Steve, this looks final from us. So we're keeping Burakovsky, Duclair, and Patrick Kane, Pavelski, Perron, Seguin, Strome, Krug, Bergeron, Hedman, Huberdeau, Ovechkin, Rodriguez, Forsberg, Klingberg, Talbot. We are cutting Adam Henrique, Mike Hoffman, Johnny Toews, Nicholas Backstrom, Anton Strahlman, Sam Lafferty, Daniel Sprong, Lars Eller, Vince Dunn, Tyson Berry, Tony Beauvillier, Colton Parayko, Wyatt Johnson, Olin Zellweger, Spencer Martin, Matt Murray. That's where we're at. All right, Jagliona. Jagliona 8. Keep 4. Super easy, but this player pool is... it packs a punch. Cale Makar, Austin Matthews, Jack Hughes, Drake Batherson, Rupe Hintz, Jason Robertson, Mark Scheifele. That hurts. That hurts. This is strange. I feel like Mark Scheifele's the bottom for me. It's either Scheifele or Hintz at the bottom.
I didn't even think about that. I didn't keep either of them out of these players. They weren't they what it was. This was maybe the easiest one out of all of them, I thought.
Cale Makar, Austin Matthews are certain locks. So we're keeping 2
done
out of Hughes, Batherson, Hintz, and Robertson. This is a 10-team points league. We're looking for points. I think we can probably get rid of Drake Batherson here. As much as it pains me to say it, Jack Hughes is going to outpoint him. Jason Roberts is going to outpoint him. For me, Makar, Matthews, Hughes, and Robertson. Those are my 4.
For a straight points, those are my 4 as well. Drake Batherson is fantastic, gets a good amount of points, but does a lot more of the peripherals. Jack Hughes, I love him, but he's not doing those peripherals. So in a straight points league, though, I think Jack Hughes is going to continue his progression. I think the Devils are going to continue their progression. They're another team that I fucking hate the Devils, but it's like they're doing it the right way. Like,
oh, he looks so good at the end of this season.
I hate him, but I don't.
He looks so good for actually not even the end of the season, for a bunch of this season. He looked fantastic when he played.
All right, so we're 3 down. We got 19 to go. Zebra Dan here is in a 12-team banger points league. He's keeping 5. I'm going to blow through this list here.
This one's easy.
It's easy? Yeah, I think so too. Austin Matthews, Kent Johnson, Jordan Kyrou, Matthew Bunting.
Michael Bunting.
I don't know why I wrote Matthew. Anyway, Cole Caulfield, Josh Anderson, Alex DeBrincat, Troy Terry, Marcus Foligno, Jacob Middleton, Neil Pionk, Heiskanen, Dobson, Heischer, Hurdle, Lindholm, Kachuk, Pacioretty, Nurse, Miller, Hughes, Merzlikin, Husso. That is Jack Hughes. Austin Matthews, that's a lock. JT Miller, that's a lock.
Banger points league, Miller's a lock for sure.
I think Jack Hughes is a lock.
Yeah. I'd say Brady Kachuk is a lock in a banger points league.
Yeah, I went Matthews, Hughes, Kachuk. JT Miller is 100% in there for me because of the banger points. Then I also went, I think this is where it got a little shifty. I went Darnell Nurse.
I went Nurse as well, yeah.
I went Darnell Nurse because I'm guessing, you know, I wanted to throw a defenseman in there, you know, and it seems like if these are his options, there's not a ton of options. You know, Miro he's not a big, you know, banger guy. Pionk is not a big scorer. Noah Dobson plays on, you know, the Islanders, so he's not a big scorer. Like, so it came down to I wanted to keep a defenseman here because it looks like it's probably a little low, and maybe other teams have great defensemen. So I went Darnell Nurse on this one.
My locks were Matthews, Hughes, Kachuk, and JT Miller. Now, Nurse wasn't on my radar. I was totally fine going 5 forwards here. I was between Elias Lindholm and Alex DeBrincat. It's super close. It even is still.
I was going to say I had Lindholm, and then I switched it to Nurse. But I had Lindholm first, yeah.
Yeah, Lindholm would be my guy. He would be. So that'd be my 5. Matthews, Lindholm, Hughes, Brady, and JT Miller. That's my 5. Purple Pudding. We are keeping 3. So this one's easy. It is a keep 3. You're keeping them in the round. Maybe they were drafted in. I don't know. But you lose the round accordingly. So McDavid, that's a first round pick. You're losing Svechnikov, 12th round pick. Rantanen, 2nd round pick. Zibanejad, 4th. Kaprizov, 4th. J-Rob is a free agent, so you get him in the last round. Timo Meier, same. For me, McDavid, Rantanen, Kaprizov, and Meier. Actually, J-Rob.
Yeah, as a free agent, I mean, I don't quite get their round-keeping rules here, but if you just lose the round that you're keeping...
I think free agency was the last round of the draft.
Yeah, so I mean, McDavid, I think you just got to keep the best player if that's an option.
He's a first-round pick anyway, and he's guaranteed on your team.
And I think Rantanen as a round two is pretty great.
Solid foundation.
I mean, you're not going to get a better round two than that, I don't think. J-Rob is a free agent. That's tough to pass up. What is it, keep three?
Yep.
McDavid, Rantanen. I want to keep Zibanejad, but I think you could get someone else in the top four.
What the fuck was that? Zibanejad?
Zibanejad?
Is he a fucking symbol?
McDavid. McDavid, Rantanen, and I would actually probably take J-Rob as a free agent. I mean, you're not blowing any picks.
Man, I am I'm greedy here. I went for four, but I think I'd still take Kaprizov with a fourth round pick. I think he's a first or a second round draft pick this year. So there's still certain value there that I'd be going with.
Yeah, I think actually these are all great. I mean, Svechnikov in the 12th isn't even a bad.
True. Yeah.
You know, like I don't.
All right, Zach, what about you on this one?
I think you can't pass up the J-Rob. You also can't pass up on McDavid. And I agree with you on Kaprizov. That's the thing. It's at the end of the day, for me, it's between Kaprizov and Zibanejad because they are both not fourth round picks. I'm fine with, you know, I can get another second rounder in the second round. I can't get a second rounder. Well, I mean, you can likely. Someone's going to get lucky and get a person that is worth a second round pick in the fourth round. But I automatically already have one between either Kaprizov or Zibanejad. So I'd be fine with keeping either of those.
I like that one.
I would say everyone on this list is good value at...
There's an argument for everybody.
Yeah, I think everyone... Insane. Like, there's no one who's overvalued pick-wise in here.
All right, we're going to tuck in now because we got a keep 15, 12-team league from Grizz. It's a Cats league. Goals, assists, power play points, shots, hits, blocks, PIMs, plus minus, wins, saves, percentage, goals allowed average, and shutouts. Keep 15. So I'm going to work my way top down. I think Huberto's a lock, Miller's a lock. For me, that's where the locks kind of end.
I mean, you get to pick so many. I think there's a lot of locks. You know what I mean? I think Rust is a lock in a pick 15, you know, or a keep 15. I think that Larkin in a keep 15 is a lock. Ekblad, Kreider, Meyer, I'm keeping. Batherson, I'm keeping.
Batherson, yep.
You know, Saros is an easy one.
Shabbat.
And I'm probably going to keep Ottinger, too. I also have Shabbat, and I also have Nichushkin on there.
Hedging your bets on Nichushkin this year, eh?
Yes, because I'm not super worried about if Kadri doesn't stay on that team. I think Logan O'Connor is going to take a big jump next year, and I think that they have a lot of eggs in his basket, and I think that they are going to push for him to be a top sixer.
Don't agree. That was strange.
You don't like Logan O'Connor?
I think he's okay, but if I'm thinking about a top six now, it's Landeskog, McKinnon, Rantanen. That's half of your top six right there. Either Kadri or Newhook.
Let you think they put Lekkonen in there?
I guess you're right. That sixth spot. No, I think it's Newhook as a 2C. I think Burakovsky, you know, he's a free agent as well. He might not even be back. So, you know, maybe Logan O'Connor does make an appearance.
I'm not in love with Newhook. I like Logan O'Connor better. I think he has a better shot. I think he has they're looking for offense a lot in that top six. I think Logan O'Connor brings that.
My locks here are, I got 12 that I'm pretty sold on here. Huberto, Miller, Meyer, Ekblad, Nurse, Trouba, Batherson, Bennett, Rust, Shabbat, Saros, Ottinger. So I got room for three more. I think Larkin makes the list. I think Scheifele makes the list. And I think Hintz makes the list. I can't actually, I'm embarrassed I missed him. So that's my 15.
The big one of contention, I think, is I didn't have Ekblad on my list.
Yeah, what the fuck's up?
Of course you didn't.
The main reason is, I was about to say, I basically went with no defenseman to start with. And then in this setup with so many peripherals on here, I couldn't pass up Trouba and I couldn't pass up Nurse. And I only had room for one more defenseman, and I picked Shabbat over Ekblad. It was not that I think Ekblad's bad, but I think, again, for keepers, I don't like someone who's as injury prone as him. I just don't like him is a bigger thing. But I have a really good feeling about Shabbat.
Who are the guys you cut? Who did you cut?
Well, my instant cuts were Cernak, Coleman, Hintz.
You cut Hintz?
Yep. I don't like him either. I don't want anyone on Dallas whatsoever. Don't trust him for a second. And there's guys who are better, like Hanifin, Arvidsson I cut, Bennett I didn't want.
I think there's an argument for Kreider and Buchnevich, but my cuts were Kreider, Buchnevich, Nishushkin, Arvidsson, Hanifin, Cernak, Coleman, Riley. Not keeping Riley.
I kept Buchnevich.
Yeah, I think there's an argument there. Like, I'm, you know, you could talk me out of Bennett for Buchnevich. I think that's possible. Even Larkin, I'm like so close to giving up on Larkin. So close. I think it's like nostalgia. You know, like,
I'll keep 15. I kept him.
Yeah, there's some play there. Zach, who are your cuts?
Riley, Trouba, Coleman, Cernak, Bennett, Hanifin, Buchnevich, Arvidsson. So I think we're all around that same spot.
Yeah, I would urge you to rethink Trouba.
I'm not on the Bennett train like everybody.
No, else. I'm trying to get you to keep Trouba. He was a monster and is most years.
I know, but he turned me off. I don't know that he's going to get that same time. I could see the time on ice. I don't think that he is going to get the same offensive looks next year as he got this year. I see Keandre Miller taking a big jump next year. You know, I really like Keandre Miller next year. So I don't know that Trouba is going to be the player that he was this year. I'm not banking on it is the thing. I'm trying to think of. I'm trying to think of in the future. They want Keandre Miller to work out. They really want him to work out.
I bank on Trouba a hell of a lot more than Keandre Miller.
I think so too. There we go. We got three different opinions for that one, Grizz. So sleep on it. Do what you will. Okay, next up, the Prophet. He is in a 9-team league. It's a roto league. He gets to keep 3 minors and 8 other players. So 11 total. He's rebuilding. He's got a ton of picks as it is. Categories are goals, assists, hit, block, PIM, wins, save percentage, and shutouts. He only has 4 minors on this list: Lafreniere, Byfield, Rossi, and Dobson. I'm cutting Lafreniere in that case.
Oh, really?
I think Dobson.
Yeah, I'm not, but okay.
I take it you guys are cutting Dobson then?
I am cutting Dobson, yes.
I cut Byfield.
Strange. I just think...
Okay, as long as you didn't say Rossi.
No, I cut Byfield, yeah.
All right, so there's three completely separate opinions.
We all like Rossi a whole bunch. How about that?
Yeah, I think
they're not to like.
You know, every other team in this league is going to be able to only keep 3. If you're worried that, you know, somebody's going to grab him and hold on to him, but you're in a 9-team league with 3 minor keepers. Like, if Lafreniere has another subpar year, he's back on the waiver wire next year, and maybe you can draft him again. So I think Byfield has too high of pedigree to let go of. I think Rossi, the same thing. I think Dobson's really coming into his own. He's a, 50-point defenseman on Long Island this year, and
yeah, I like him.
Can keep building on it. So that's my reasoning. It's not that I don't like Lafreniere. It's just that I like the other 3 guys more.
Yeah, Byfield, just I was so not impressed by his brief. I mean, he hasn't really got a chance, but I just haven't been impressed.
Minute. Damn, Raj.
No, I'm giving these other guys minutes. Like, Lafreniere is definitely showing signs of maybe not being a number 1 overall pick in the way that McDavid is, but maybe in the way that RNH is, you know? Like, I think that's more of a type of place for him to end up. I think you got to drop the expectation of him being a showstopper. He's definitely not going to be that.
He's a high-end role player.
Yeah.
Is what you're getting at.
And he does.
That's what his career is going to be, and that's awesome.
And he hits. Awesome. He hits, which is nice.
And Zach, I take it you don't like Dobson because he's on the Islanders.
I like Lafreniere quite a bit, actually. Rossi was an auto. That was just an auto agree. I accept all cookies on Marco Rossi. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Heard. That's what I would say. My brain did the same sound. And
I was picking between Byfield and Dobson, and I picked Byfield. I think that he is going to be good.
Yes, sir.
And not that Dobson isn't good now, but like, I don't know. I'm hedging my bets here with Byfield.
It's tied in the Rangers game with 5 minutes left, and they just missed a wide open net here.
It's brutal.
It was Ryan Strome. Oh,
all right. My God. It's a good thing you didn't make our list, Ryan Strome, earlier.
See, we would have just lost points.
We got 14 roster players. We're keeping 8 of them. I think McDavid, I think Vasilevsky. Those are my locks. Those are my absolute locks. Everybody else is kind of on the fringe. There's arguments there.
I mean, I'm keeping Cider here.
I would too, yeah.
I'm keeping Ekblad.
How weird is it? Maybe it was just the way he formatted the message that Cider's not a minor and Dobson is. You know Dobson what?
I was wondering that too. I saw that, but like I'm still going to keep Cider anyway.
Yeah. Okay, let's just phrase it this way. Let's say Cider was supposed to be a minor. Who are you guys dropping? I think it's Rossi, Byfield, Cider. Those are the three I'm keeping. Dropping Lafreniere, dropping Dobson.
I would drop Laffy.
In that case, yeah, maybe. But yeah, if Cider should be a minor, probably. That's right.
Okay, we're looking at Brat, RNH, Meyer, Teravainen, Rob Tom, Line A, Ekblad, Keller, Suzuki, Batherson. Batherson's next up in line here for me. He is a keep. I'm keeping Meyer. I'm keeping RNH and Ekblad.
I didn't keep RNH.
Didn't you?
No, I kept Rob Tom over RNH.
Me too.
Actually, that's not a bad call.
Me too. Rob Tom is going to... He's going to keep on being good.
Actually, I can fit him in too. So I'm going to do that. He's my eighth.
He's going to be good. He's going to keep on doing good next year.
And if there's...
Robert Thomas is a real fucking deal. He is. And I'm so glad that they finally freaking realized it and are giving him more than 11 and a half minutes a game.
If Cider was supposed to be a minor, I'm also going to keep Teravainen in here. So my cuts would be Suzuki, Lafreniere, Brat, Doughty, Line A, Keller, Dobson. And then I would keep Dobson if for some reason Cider's not actually a minor.
Dig it.
All right, Gene Dummy, he's in a keep 5, 12 team points only. Contracts keep 2 from this list, one of which we can sign for 1 year, the other we can sign for 2. J-Rob, Kiru, Vander Kane, Vrana, Bertuzzi, Kopitar, McAvoy, Taze, Byron, that's Devon Taze, Wierenski, Klingberg, Doughty. I'm signing J-Rob to 2. I am signing this one. It gets kind of tough. I think the same way an NHL team should, I'm giving E. Kane 1 list. Actually, points only. Fuck you. Maybe Kopitar.
Yeah, I would go J-Rob and Kiru. J-Rob for 2, Kiru for 1.
I'm doing the TJ way and going J-Rob 2, Evander Kane for 1. But still, it's going to decide on kind of where Evander Kane ends up.
Does the fact that it's points only sway you at all? Like no hits, no banger stats?
A little bit. I wanted to say Jordan Kyrou because, man, we love Jordan Kyrou. And what is not the reason? If you're going to have close proximity to somebody to two people that are scoring, 120 some points a year. Ah, man, I kind of want to be in on some of that.
A couple secondhand points.
Just the points only in bold there made me skip Kane.
Yeah. Next up, we got a guy by the name of Zanga, or if you're old school and you say ex-Zanga, I probably would have had an argument with you in middle school, but it's Zanga. 8 team, keep 6, head-to-head categories. Now, he's gotten us a list of 8 players here, so really we're cutting 2. Matthews, Makar, Brady, Eichel, Gensel, Jack Hughes, Thomas Chabot, McAvoy. Bottom to top, McAvoy is at the bottom of my list here.
Later, Mac.
Cut the D. Cut the D.
Chabot, you can probably go to. Depending on the Cats, he didn't send me the categories here, but Matthews is a lock, Makar is a lock. It's a Cats league, so Brady's got to make sense. Eichel, I want that. Gensel, fucking good. Hughes, I want that. So 6 mm-hmm. forwards.
I don't even think it matters what the categories are with that group.
Yep. We're keeping the forwards. Heinze, 14 team, keep 4.
Heinze, you don't need our help. What are you putting this shit on here for?
His are always tough. This is the league where goalies are hard to come by. There's only Ottinger on this list. So I wonder if that is just kind of a lock by default. He said goalies they're shitty in this league. The whole situation there. You got McKinnon, Rantanen, Miller, Connor, Yossi, Ottinger, Ekane, Lindholm, Letang, Seider. This is a tough list. It's a Cats league. McKinnon's a lock. Rantanen's a lock. Miller's a lock. We need to keep one of... if you guys disagree, feel free to speak up, but those are my three locks. We got to keep one of Kyle Connor, Yossi, Ottinger, Evander Kane, Lindholm, Letang, and Seider.
Yossi.
I would have to say Yossi.
It's between and him and Connor and for me. I think
Yossi's points are going to go down next year, too.
It's true.
But I still got to say Yossi. Still. He's an offenseman playing defense.
I think he's going to go from best to second best next year with Makar ending up ahead of him next year. But Yossi he's not going anywhere.
Yeah. This one it's a lot of hard names, but in all honesty, it was actually kind of easy once I really looked at it.
I'm still thinking about Kyle Connor here. Yossi got his first and second 40 goal scorers on his team this year. I'd hedge a bet that he has zero next year. The thing about Yossi is he's like the only guy on the team that does anything. So his IPP is always out of control and he's going to get his points.
And he's going to keep on shooting. Just going to keep on shooting.
Connor just blasts goals and shots. Yossi is going to get those assists and power play points. I don't know. Just to be contrarian here, I'm going to be Kyle Connor.
I trust Roman Yossi himself more than I trust the Winnipeg Jets. They have let me down too many times. They're a younger version of myself. Nothing but letdown.
All right, there you have it. Matt EC.
We cue the music.
Matt.
Keep five, 12 team categories. He's got McDavid, he's got Miller, he's got Lindholm, Carlson, Letang, Markstrom, Ottinger.
Oh.
Wow, that was a good move.
I didn't see it.
Kucherov like danced around a guy here. 2 minutes left in this. Okay, Matt EC, let's do it. Let's do it one more time. Matt EC, keep five, 12 team cats. His players are looking at McDavid, Miller, Lindholm, Carlson, that's John Carlson, Letang, Markstrom, Ottinger, keep five. McDavid, Miller, those are locks. Do you guys want to keep any of those goalies, Markstrom, Ottinger?
Markstrom.
I would say Markstrom over Ottinger, even though I like Ottinger.
I'm game for that. Okay.
I like Markstrom better, so that's three so far.
Right.
Next up, I'm looking at Carlson probably out of the D. And then I'm wondering if I want to keep Letang or Lindholm, but I'm probably going to lean towards Lindholm. So I'm going to go McDavid, Miller, Lindholm, Carlson, Markstrom. I'm dropping Ottinger, and I'm dropping Letang.
I'm dropping Ottinger. I'm dropping Carlson. I'm keeping Letang. Cats League, you know, you get those. Letang's got those bangs, so
yeah,
that's the difference maker for me.
I dropped Carlson and Ottinger.
Right on.
Both of whom I like a lot, actually, but.
All right, Deco, we're 1 hour in, and I think we're close to halfway done these submissions.
Jesus Christ.
Deco, we're going to kick it into overdrive here. He's keeping six 12-team head-to-head Cats leagues. He's got three first-round picks, second overall, third overall, and 11th overall. He's set up pretty good. So just think about that as, like, he can pretty much get three extra guys back from this list, for the most part, like, with pretty good success.
He should be getting better ones, but...
All right, Makar, Rantanen, Tkachuk, Matthew, Jack Hughes, and Quinn Hughes, J-Rob, Spencer Knight, Scheifele, Zegras, Batherson. Makar, Rantanen, Matthew, Tkachuk, Jack Hughes. Those are my locks. I think it starts to get a little hairy. I'd probably go for Batherson, and I'd probably go for Scheifele. So Makar, Rantanen, Tkachuk, Hughes, Scheifele, Batherson. It's a Cats League. I'm looking at Quinn Hughes, but then I'm remembering it's Cats League. I'm not... super into it.
Same thing with J-Rob, I assume.
I would use one of those first round picks for J-Rob just because he is kind of offense only, but ton of primary points. So I have faith in the offense. So I think he's going to be a good contributor in a Cats League for offense. I'd probably use one of those first round picks on J-Rob.
Hey, they just scored again. What?
Hagel got an empty netter.
What the shit?
I kept J-Rob over Scheifele just because.
That's fair, yeah.
Winnipeg is a shit show, like, politically, team-wise, like, who knows?
I think that's where Trotz goes, man, to be honest.
it could end up being fine, but I just would, I like J-Rob more, and I think they're close enough. J-Rob's kind of on the ascension, and for whatever reason, even though he's young, he seems to be super stable.
It's true, yeah.
You know, like, he doesn't seem streaky whatsoever. He's been pretty consistent his whole short career. And Shifley, we used to say that about until this last year just scared the crap out of me in Winnipeg. So
totally fair. Next one's an easy one. Necro Knight. We're picking one of Eichel or Stamkos. This is Banger Cats with face-off wins.
Eichel.
It's tough because Stamkos in Banger Cats is pretty good.
I want Stamkos.
I still like
I think Eichel. I'm going Eichel here too.
I went Stamkos, but again,
I think there's an argument for him too.
It's like, just, you know, a fear factor for me with Eichel.
I mean, you could say the same thing about Stamkos, couldn't you?
You could, but I don't want to.
Fair enough.
I chose to say it about Eichel in this argument.
All right, Alan, 1-3-2 is in a keep 11, 10-team roto. He's given us a list of 21 players here. We are going to cut 10 of Miller, Pettersson, Kempe, Teravainen, and Bennett, Tage Thompson, Noah Dobson, Fox, McAvoy, Theodore, Ehlers, TK, Rob Tom, Bratt, DeBrincat, Dunn, Pionk, Giroux, Braden Schenn, Chychrun, Ekblad. Starting with the locks, we're talking Miller, probably talking Pettersson in a keep 11 here. Adam Fox for sure. I don't know if it's roto points or roto cats.
You'd have to imagine, though, that like if you're keeping 11 players, these teams are going to be pretty deep, you would have to think, correct? So, I mean, locks are starting to get pretty easy there if it's that deep. Miller, obviously, I agree. Pettersson, I agree. Fox is clearly a keep.
I got DeBrincat and Ekblad as locks, too.
I think DeBrincat, yeah. It starts to get a little dicey after that.
I got Ehlers in there. I think him and Theodore probably make my locks. Rob Tom.
I had Rob Tom. I had Teravainen as well.
Teravainen, I'd take that one. So, all right, let's go over it again. We got Miller, Pettersson, Fox, Theodore, Rob Tom, DeBrincat, Ehlers, and Ekblad. We're up to 8. We get 3 more of Kempe, Teravainen, Bennett, McAvoy, Bratt, Braden Schenn, Chychrun, Giroux, Pionk, TK, Dobson, Thompson, and Dunn. You guys want to work from the bottom to the top now? I think Vince Dunn can probably go.
Same for Pionk for me, but I know you guys like Pionk.
Yeah, I think there's... I don't know if he's a cut this quick. I think Kempe's probably a cut.
I cut Bennett and Bratt as well.
Yeah, I think Bennett's a cut. I like Bratt, so I'm not cutting him yet.
So do I. I like Bratt and I like Tage.
I think
Thompson.
TK is a cut.
I'm worried about those.
Chychrun, this is another one that I'm hoping that you know, your keeper deadline doesn't lock, because if Chychrun gets moved or we hear that he's, you know, 100% or whatever, then he could very well be a lock. Raj, it sounded like you were about to say you kept TK.
No, I kept Tage Thompson.
Interesting.
Yeah, I like Tage Thompson,
yeah,
here.
On a gamble, but I feel really good about him. It has a lot to do with, I saw him live this year, and he just looks like a fucking monster, man.
He is a monster. He's huge, dude.
And he did a lot this year on Buffalo. But I also did keep Chychrun, but more so just so we to make sure we talked about him.
So who are your cuts?
I cut Dunn, Pionk, Giroux, Braden Schenn, TK, Dobson, Kempe, Bennett, Bratt.
McAvoy? Or did you keep him?
McAvoy. Yeah, McAvoy.
Okay. Yeah, mine is pretty similar.
Originally, I had kept McAvoy, but if it's when it's a roto, I kind of assumed it's more of a points type of thing, so I cut him out for Chychrun.
All right, we're moving to FH89. Cats League, 10-team, keep 5. He owns Ovi and Eichel for 2 more seasons. He owns Matthew and Pasta for 1 more season. He's got some questions here. Do you keep Josi for 2 more seasons or Marchand for 1? Do you try to trade Marchand? Do you try to trade Marchand with that injury, or do you just straight up keep Josi? For me, this is keeping Josi for 2.
Agreed.
Yeah. Do you try to trade Matthews or Pasta since he's only got him for 1 more year? Do you try to ride it out with the chance of losing them for nothing? Do you sell a 1-year rental? Yeah, I mean, obviously, depending on the return.
I would trade Pasta unless you're getting something fantastic back for Matthews. I'm holding on to Matthews. It would have to be fucking fantastic.
If anyone is going to trade you enough to make that worthwhile, they shouldn't be playing, I don't think.
If the return is, like, without a question, a good deal for you, go for it. But I'm with you guys.
Well, it would have to be someone where, you know, they have a Rantanen for one more season.
It's mutually beneficial in that way. Yeah, I could see that.
So where you each get that really like high level, one of the top kind of people, and then you can re-sign them for multiple years.
Yeah, I agree with you guys. Pasta's the first one up on the chopping block there. I think he's the one you try to move. Matthews, I'll ride that into the sunset. Do not care. Like, he is, he's tough. You can put him on the block, see what you get in return, because maybe you do get that, you know, perfect serendipitous situation where somebody's got like a, you know, a top five player, top 10 player that they can only keep for a year. And they, of course, they're going to want to make that swap unless they're like McKinnon or McDavid owner. You know, those are probably the only two people that say no one for one. Maybe not even McKinnon. So who knows? Cupcakes. He is in a keep 18. He has 16 of them locked in. So he did most of the heavy lifting for us. He needs help with the last two. 16 team Cats with takeaways. We got to pick two out of Barry, Falk, Braden Schenn, Petrie, Chychrun, Trevor Moore. He would like to keep at least one more defenseman. Defenseman there, Barry, Falk, Petrie, Chychrun.
I think Chychrun is at least one of those right there.
Yeah.
So if you want to keep at least one more D, Chychrun is my defenseman. And I'm leaning towards Petrie.
I was going to say, I'd probably go both of those D. I'd probably go Petrie and Chychrun. And there's a good chance one of them doesn't work out, but that way you've got one of those two. One of those guys is going to be a great defenseman this year, almost certainly.
I like Falk. I would almost hedge Falk instead of Petrie just because I think there is like a really, it's not enticing, but it's a sturdy floor. I think his floor is like really something you can count on. He's going to get you a ton of peripherals. He's going to get intermittent power play time here and there whenever Torrey Krug goes down, of course. So for me, it's between Falk and Petrie and then Chychrun as a lock. So take your pick. I think Petrie tilts the scales between the three of us. All right. Filthy Casual Ben is in a 10-team auction. Keep five. No more than one goalie is allowed to be kept. He's got a $200 budget. He would like us to stay under or around $80 to $100 here. Matty Tkachuk, $48. Shesty, $22. Kaprizov, $23. Hintz, $24. Forsberg, $20. Reinhardt, $18. Yossi, $16. McAvoy, $15. Svechnikov, $28. Anderson, $14. Panarin, $52. Carlson, 29, Giroux, 1, Kiru, 4, Pacioretty, 17, Point, 34, Tage Thompson, 8, Uyghur, 16, Knight, 2, Forsling, 1, Boldy, 1, Kochkov, 1. I think the way I would approach this one is I'm looking for value right out of the gate. I think Giroux at $1 is great value. I think Shesty at $22 is great value.
Yes, that's crazy.
Matt Boldy at one is good value. Carew at four I have on mine.
I really like that.
I just don't know about Boldy in a keep five. You know what I mean? Like, he's fine for $1, but, you know.
Oh, I kind of misread this whole thing, to be honest with you, as far as like, the budget goes. Well, then the budget is pretty easy. I could go really low.
I mean, I like Shesty at 22. I like Kaprizov at 23. I like Yossi at 16.
Yep, he was the next up I was going to bring up.
Yeah, I would.
So right there, we're right around $60 between Shesty, Kaprizov, Yossi. So we have about, you know, $20 to $40 to play with two more keepers. We've already got our goalie locked in Shesterkin for 22. We're going to start to play around. I don't like Panarin at 52. He's obviously the marquee player that you might want to keep. Matty Tkachuk at 48. You know, right there, that puts you above budget. You go and get a Matthew Tkachuk, you're already over half of your budget for your entire team. Panarin, same deal. So we are looking for value here. And I think, you know, Giroux at $1. I think is important. And, you know, Zach, this is when we start to get into like that Boldy at one kind of area. You know, Shesty, Kaprizov, Yossi, we're right around $60. Who are your final two keepers between $20 and $40?
Carew at four for me is...
Me too.
...is a lock.
Me too.
That's a good one, yeah. Yeah, that's good. So Carew and Giroux, would that be your, like, you know, discount kind of five group?
If I'm trying to get up around $40, it would be Carew at $4 and Point 34. So for me, it would be Yossi, Shesty, Kaprizov, Point, and Carew.
I think that's smart.
I like that a lot.
If you want to flirt with $100, I think, you know, maybe $120, you could go Forsberg over Carew, Or if you're feeling like really conservative, you could go Forsberg over point and save a little bit of coin. But yeah, that my locks there are Shesty, Kaprizov, Yossi, and Kiru. The two question marks are point and Forsberg.
I want to know, how is Yossi and Uyghur the same amount of money? Not that I don't love Mackenzie Uyghur, because I do, and y'all know that. But let's just be honest with each other here.
All right, we got a handful of these guys left. Drew Von Skill says, keep 11, two centers, four wingers, two D, two goalies, and one anybody, like one flex, one utility keep. I've got these lined up by center, wing, defenseman, and goalie. We can keep two of Crosby, Deneau, Hartman, Hintz, Bennett, or Stamkos. Hartman, Hintz, Bennett, Stamkos also dual as a wing. So if we want to keep them, we can get kind of a free center in the wing position. But who do you guys like as your two centers out of this group?
Crosby and Stammer.
Yep.
Quick, same, easy.
Same.
Not even close. It's just that's the answer.
Hintz makes an argument for me, but I'm probably going to keep him in the wing. So I'm with you guys. Crosby, Stamkos, those are my centers. My wingers are Panarin, Hintz, Matthew Tkachuk. And then, you know, you can start to get a little flirty, but, you know, Panarin, Hintz, Matthew Tkachuk, Marchand, I guess. You know, do you have an IR spot, or you're waiting around till Thanksgiving for that one? But I think it makes sense.
I'm keeping a Marchand, and then IR. I mean, when he comes back, he's, regardless of who else is left on the team, Marchand is a lock to be crazy good when he gets back. So
the D-man are a little
yeah, it's tough.
They're a little light.
It's tough. Huh? He did not tell me what kind of league.
We're looking at Torrey Krug here, McAvoy, Shabbat, Theodore, and OEL.
Yeah. I think the cuts for me are OEL, Krug,
and McAvoy for me. I'm keeping
Theodore. Yeah, maybe McAvoy. Because McAvoy will be out till Thanksgiving as well. So Theo, Shabbat, that makes sense.
Yes, for sure.
We get to keep two goalies of Fleury, Bennington, UPL, Kakinen. Give me the starters. Fleury, Bennington.
Yes, ish. Yeah, I believe that's right.
So. Ish.
That's a sketchy bunch of dudes right there.
I don't like any of them. I mean, I guess I like Kakinen. Fleury, Bennington, those are my guys. Whatever team they're on next year, they're going to be hopefully starters. So,
man, my guy Kaapo Kakkonen sure did kind of.
He went to the Sharks, man.
He shit the bed.
That's what happens.
Once game he got over to the Sharks, yeah, I'm pretty
good. He got exposed. He wasn't on the, you know, top three defense in the league anymore. All right, free range Rumham here is in a 10 team points league. He gets to keep three, and it's one of those ones where, you know, you got to pick him in the round. The players are Kaprizov in the 17th. I really don't need to go much further. That's a lock.
That's a lock.
Teravainen in the 16th. Burkowski in the 10th. Boldy last round. Devontae's last round. Perron 9th. Shari 12th. Kemper 13th. Bunting last round. Durzi last round. And Evander Kane in the 17th round. So Kaprizov, Kemper, those are my two locks as well. I mean, a lot of these are just late round picks, man. Like,
damn. Like, how did you pick Kaprizov in the 17th round? I don't understand.
I have no idea. I think he's been keeping Kaprizov for a while and probably got him off the waiver wire. I mean, he's a 10 team, right? So, you know, his rookie year, maybe he picked him up
sense. And
yeah, it moves up around every year, and maybe they, I don't know, maybe they have 18 rounds. But Kaprizov's a lock, Kemper's a lock. I'm taking, there's nothing exciting here, you know, like Teravainen, I guess.
I'd take Teravainen.
In fact, yeah, I agree. I was going to say that would be mine just because the 16th, and I feel like at least that's some sort of value. The only other possibility for me would have been Jari.
Jari or Evander Kane on Edmonton. I think if he signs with Edmonton, that's a lock for me.
Can you keep two from the same round?
That was my question. I don't know if you could do that, but yeah.
You probably just bump it up around.
Okay. If you can, I would do that. My thought was you can only keep one of Kaprizov or Evander Kane, and then it's not even close. It's not even an argument.
There it is. Oreo Salad on Twitter. 12-team bangers with faceoff wins. We're picking three. Kaprizov, Pasta, Yossi, Carlson, JT Miller, Kreider, Shesterkin. I'm keeping Miller, Kaprizov, Shesty.
Yeah.
I kept Yossi over Kaprizov because of the bangerness, but I want Yossi, Miller, Shesterkin.
No, Kaprizov is too good. He's going to score like 110 points next year.
Yeah, I think that's a good crop of people to pick from, so you can't really go wrong. But there's the takes. Franck DeGronk. We got two more left, Franck to Gronk and then Jahar. Franky is in a 10-team banger points. He's got five keepers. He's already got four locked, the Rantanen, Miller, Eichel, and Crosby. We just have to pick the last one. Tavares, Letang, Ehlers.
Letang for me.
I'm guessing it's Letang for you as well, TJ. And then I'm the only one that's going to go Tavares here. It's not going to be Ehlers. It's between Tavares or Letang. And the way I see it, next year is going to be shit or get off the pot time, you know, in Toronto. So Tavares is going to have to do something, and so are the Maple Leafs. So I see a big season out of Tavares, and I don't think that – I think Letang is going to get hurt. He played too many games this year. He had too good a season.
Well, a big one for me is he's already keeping Eichel and Crosby, who are straight Cs. And
yeah, two center only.
Fair enough. I kind of didn't even really take that into account like an asshole.
That's why I took Letang, because he has no D in there. Ehlers is just too much of a question for me.
Yeah.
I'll change. You make a good argument. I'll change it up.
Next and last is Jahar. Last but not least is our buddy Joel. He's going to keep eight. He has to keep one goalie and one D-man. His team is Wheeler, Bergeron, Nishushkin, Gensel, Buchnevich, Hartman, Perron, Bratt, Svechnikov, Couturier, Horvat. We have to keep one of Yossi, Nurse, Dobson, Pionk, Barry, and Trouba. The goalies are Markstrom and Saros. I love that fucking tandem. That sucks. The scoring is goals, assists, PIMs, plus minus, power play points, shots on goal. Tons of goalie stats. Wins, goals allowed, goals against average, saves, shots against, save percentage, shootouts. Shutouts. Jesus. first of all, why do you guys have more goalie cats than skater cats? Second, I'm going to keep Saros over Markstrom here, which is strange. The next question I have for this one is, you said you have to keep one goalie and one D-man. Can you keep more?
Yeah, because I can. I'm keeping both Markstrom and Saros.
I don't see hits or blocks in these skater ones, so I wonder about whether or not Nurse is like super viable, but I do like Yossi there. So Yossi would be my D keep.
If there's peripherals, I'm also trying to keep Nurse and possibly Trouba, but it doesn't look like there is.
There's only PIMs, it looks like. I wonder if hits and blocks just get kind of forgotten about. All right, so we got one goalie. We got one, maybe two defensemen. Let's keep six forwards out of Wheeler, Bergeron, Nishushkin, Gensel, Buchnevich, Hartman, Perron, Bratt, Svechnikov, Couturier, Horvat.
Not the deepest look here. There's not a ton of super high-level locks.
Yeah, relative to this team, I think Gensel, Svechnikov, Bergeron with that asterisk.
It's Jahar, so you know he's keeping Horvat.
True, yeah.
Like a good Canucks fan.
And really, so it was between kind of, like, I feel like Couturier and Horvat are kind of like on the same level there, because I'm keeping them for, you know, plus minus, I guess, is really not either of their strengths, especially Couturier. They both kind of play the same game. They're like the same person.
Good defensively. I like them both. All right, so I'm going to keep Bergeron, Gensel, Buchnevich, Svechnikov, Couturier, and Horvat, I guess, just because we're not going to be able to talk Joel out of it, as you crazy Canucks fans are. But I would urge you to not keep Horvat and think about Nurse. If we did just forget hits and blocks, and you are allowed to keep more than one. Now, you said you have to keep one goalie, one D-man, but if you can keep more than one, Nurse, for sure, over Horvat, in my unbiased Canuck opinion.
And I would say both goalies would be a great idea if you could.
I think so too, yeah. Just because, you know, that, no offense, but your forward core is not super deep. So, like, you could probably do without Couturier and Horvat, keep two goalies, keep two D, you know, and work your way down with four out of your forward core, which would be Gensel, Buchnevich, Svechnikov, and Wheeler or Bergeron, I guess. Like, if Bergeron signs, it's easy. It's an easy decision. But that's it, boys. That was a marathon of keeper league submissions. Thank you guys so much for the turnout, man. And if we didn't get to you, I know there's a few of you. Just hit me up in the Discord. You can hit all of us up if you want to get like three opinions here. But I mean, you see the runtime of this episode. If we went any more, it would have just kept getting longer. And now it's 11 o'clock, and we're done for the night. So once again, find us on Twitter at FHF Hockey. Find us in the Fantasy Hockey Discord. Leave us a review if you're digging the show on iTunes or Spotify or wherever you guys find us. And until next time, we got Dynasty Series coming up next week. So look forward to that. We got Scott Wheeler first. We got Dave Hall coming on. And Will Scouch right behind him. Lots of great minds coming on the show. So get excited for that one, Dynasty fans. We'll catch you next time. Love yous.
Love ya.
Love yous.
Nuggets.